Okay, what's up, dude, dudettes, players, ballers? This be the class clowns. Well, one half of the class clowns, anyway. James is too busy today because he had to go do the family thing, which is cool. You know, you gotta do what you gotta do. Keep her wife happy and baby experiences. So he's at Disney right now with the fam, living it up. So he doesn't know I'm doing this, but you know, we gotta put content out, man. The streets are hungry. They need this shit. You know what I mean? So it's just going to be me tonight. I'm just going to be ranting a lot, honestly. As weird as that may sound, I guess, right? I don't know. It's just what I get to do. Well, first off, let me tell you something. Knicks. If y'all don't know this, I'm a native New Yorker, okay? That's my squad. That's my team. I love them. I'm a New York Knicks fan. I'm a Giants fan. I'm a Yankee fan. If I watched hockey, I'd be a Rangers fan. It's just in my blood. So right now, Chris Broussard dropped a couple of days ago for the Knicks. This is basketball, in case you guys don't know, that Kyrie and Durant aren't coming there. Now, this is a good and bad thing for me because I was tired of all of us thinking that those two were just going to show up and answer all our prayers, which in the NBA is never certain. Because remember earlier this year, Kyrie was saying, I'm content in Boston. I'm never going to leave. And now Boston's like, all right, sign this contract extension. Kyrie's like, I don't owe you motherfuckers a goddamn thing. I'll do what I want. I'm Kyrie motherfucking Irving. I want to run my own team. I don't want to be under anybody's shadow. So, you know, that's just letting us know where we're at with that fun part. That's letting us know that we can't just count our chickens before they hatch. You know, that old school shit. You know, can't catch chickens before it hatch, because you count chickens before they hatch. What if you got a retarded ass chicken? Now you're there with a dumb chicken in a chicken contest, and you're gonna be like, damn nigga, I'm fucked up. I got this retarded chicken, and all these other chickens look like some G ass chickens. You know, one's got a Nick Fury eye patch, the other chicken's got fucking a bow and arrow, and then yo chicken just there holding his mouth open, getting drowned in on by rain because he's holding his mouth open and looking up at the sky. That's how retarded your chicken is. Fun fact, that's how some turkeys die. Or so I heard. That might not be a fact. That just might be a Barrett thing. I don't know. I seen it on Johnny Bravo many years ago, and I've believed it since. I'm just saying. So in case you guys don't know, I have good / bad memory. I remember shit like that. I'm sorry, let me rephrase. I have good / bad memory. I remember shit like that, but like other shit, I'll just draw a blank. You know what I mean? I'll just be like, I don't know what's happening. I don't get it. Speaking of the Rams, this is NFL now. The Rams, what the fuck are they doing? They got Cobb from, and they got, no, I'm sorry, they didn't get Cobb. They got Clay Matthews. And no, better yet, the Rams. What are the Packers doing? They let go Cobb and Matthews? Like, they just fire the coach, fire Cobb, fire Matthews, and they're just like, nigga, we gonna figure this out. We gonna figure this out. Here's a cooler thing on to a political / Kardashian moment, I guess. Kim Kardashian, you know, the butt supreme, the ass that set it all in motion for the keeping up with them, has convinced, if I'm not mistaken, it's not a senator, it's not a governor, I think it's a governor of California, it's in Cali. She convinced them to start to appeal the death sentence. And me personally, I think that's cool, you know. Like, don't get it twisted. I understand where, you know, some people should get the death penalty, and I would like some people feel that in their heart. But me personally, I never feel, who the fuck am I to take somebody's life? Like, it doesn't matter how horrible of a person they were. Like, just to off their switch like that, just fuck them. They don't matter as a person. That's where I'm like, I don't know, man. I don't know. But if I'm working in the field to appeal this in California, and Kim Kardashian just moseys on in and just gets this shit done, I'm going to feel this type of way, bro. I'm gonna be like, yo, you know, Not saying this needed to not be addressed. I'm just saying, like, I've been doing this shit for years. I've been saying this shit for years. And then Kim Kardashian pops up and you're like, you know what, guys? That's not a bad idea. Let's go. Like, that'd fuck with me. That really would. Like, I don't know how I would feel that about that if I was work, if I went to college for that field, you know, and everything. And Kim Kardashian, or not even college, like, if I've been working at this for years, because Kim Kardashian didn't wake up one day and said this was immoral. Like, she obviously got influenced by somebody, and there's been people doing this for years talking about how fucked up this is. So I don't know. So next is for my Xbox, well, my online console players. If you guys have not, I'm not sponsored, believe me, I'm not famous enough to get sponsored, but if you guys have not played this Battle Royale and you're really into Battle Royales, Apex Legends, like, straight up, like, the game won't win for graphics, it won't. They're not trying to be the best game in graphics, they went the Fortnite route. They're like, you know, we just make it wild and crazy, but, like, you need teams that operate in that game, which I like. It's heavily focused team-based. Like, it's telling you, hey, man, this is it. This is what we got to do. You know, you got to use. So, like, what me and my friends do is, for instance, I'll be Bloodhound, which means I can, I have this special ability where I can just see through, you know, I press a button, I can see everybody, that's, even if they're behind walls behind me. And my boy has a smoke screen shit. So he'll smoke screen and I'll use my ability. And while everybody can't see and they're trying to get out the smoke, I'm shooting niggas down. I'm like, gang, gang, gang. I'm like, welcome to San Andreas, bitch. And they're like, I never thought I was in San Andreas. I'm like, nigga, you ain't. This is Apex, but fuck you, nigga. All right? Damn. But, you know, it's just, I'm just letting you guys know, like, That's the flavor right now. That's what's in. And it's been whooping, in my opinion, Fortnite's ass. Sorry, I gotta go back to NFL really quick, because there was some shit I wanted to get off my chest last week that I don't know what the Giants are doing, man. Like, they let go of Odell. They doubled down on Eli. And, like, I understand, like, you know, I watched the press conference not that long ago. Sorry about that. Didn't mean to yawn in your ear. I watched a press conference not that long ago, and it was telling me how, you know, GM was basically saying, you know, I don't owe you niggas an explanation, which is true. You just owe us championships, my G. And the moves you making are, in our opinion, the brightest way to a championship. Now, that being said, he could know some shit, you know? He could be like, nigga, I know what I'm doing, you know? I believe in this system, and we're going to win a championship next year. Or the year after. Or, you know. I don't know. It's just hard. It's just really, really, really hard being a Giants fan and a Knicks fan and a Yankees fan. Like, bro, we haven't won. Nah, I'm not really crying. But nah. Well, I mean, we got 27 World Series. But, like, we haven't won a World Series as a Yankee in some time now. Like, I'm just saying, it's been a while. And, you know, we got to bring one back to the Bronx, you know. What was it? It was 09. Yeah, 09 was the last time we won a championship. That was 10 years ago now, homie. 2019. We got to win one. We got to bring one back. Okay, we can't let Boston outdo us. I'm just saying, they won last year and 2013. So they've won two recently. While we're sitting here trying to fix shit. And I'm not stressing about our hitters. Like, I was glad. Like, a couple of people were, like, mad we weren't going for Bryce Harper, which signed a ridiculous, unnecessary contract. But I wasn't mad about Bryce Harper because we got hitters. We got hitters. So our pitching. Our pitching has been horrible for the last 8 years. Six years. It's our pitching, bro. Like, we gotta do a lot better. I mean, it's I don't know, man. I just don't know. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. Just, we gotta just all get together. Like, look, every New York team out there, if y'all need to do better, just holler at me. I will make the power moves. Like, for instance, for the Knicks, since the third year of having Melo, I was trading him out of the team every time I did franchise mode for fucking picks. Did not care. I was like, Melo, get off my team. What we do? We traded Melo. I foreseen it. For the Giants, man, every year before Barkley got there to grace us with his amazing quickness, I was drafting running backs. And what they do? They finally got a good halfback. Like, I foreseen it. I have, like, ESP, but it's about sports, so it's ESPN. You feel me? Like, it's the shit I'm talking about, bro. Like, we got to do better. As a unit, it's a core unit, we got to do better. Like, New York is the fucking greatest town to live in. It's the greatest city. It's not a town. Well, technically, it's a town. Well, I don't know. Let's not get into that. Let's not go down that wormhole. We got to bring the City of Lights championships. Not the City of Angels. L.A. is cool and all, but New York needs to step their fucking game up. We need to remind them what we used to be like, you know? Like P.E. and the boys with the Knicks. Fucking G-Man used to be afraid on defense. Like, you were afraid to verse the Giants on defense because you knew them niggas were going to come in and hit you and knock you the fuck out. Okay, fucking Yankees, goddamn it, we need CC Sabathia to just retire. Well, he is, but nah, CC, I'm sorry, dog. Like, 09, you were that nigga. You helped us. You've been that nigga, CC. You've been carried. So, like, let me not go down this tangent. Let me, because what is it? We're at 12 minutes, and I'll be on this shit all day and all night, complaining and bitching and moaning and bitching and moaning. And you niggas will be like, yo, son, what the fuck? Oh, but about the Knicks, I am actually very glad that we are supposedly trading Nina Keela. Like, it's happening. It's like, they're thinking about it. But I like him defensively. It's just, he hasn't developed enough offensively, and I can't knock his defensive prowess. Like, he's really good. I personally just don't. We picked him over Dennis Smith Jr., and then we went to go get Dennis Smith Jr. Just let that marinate. Like, yo, what the fuck? You get what I'm saying? The only thing I'm happy is that the Duke freshman phenom Zion Williamson is aware that the long-suffering Knicks fans are starving for him to come save them. He knows that we're waiting. We're like, come on, Zion. And he said, he loves us. He loves the support. He said, if the Knicks did draft him, he would love to be there. And he also said, you know, whatever team drafts me, that's where I want to be. But he said, when the Knicks, you know, draft me, nigga, I'm here. And it's just an honor to play for us. I don't know what he's talking about. We've ran away all the big names because of our shitty ass owning staff. But we still here. We still Knicks fans. We still out here. But we got a young core. We got a young core. Like Mitch Robinson, who we didn't know that was going to be as great as he is. D. Kevin Knox, who people are saying is starting to be a bust. He's 19 years old. He's playing 33 minutes a game. The nigga's allowed to miss some shots, B, okay? This is the back half. The nigga hit a wall, all right? He's 19 years old. You hit walls when you play 82 games in a row. I've never been an NBA player, but I can tell you, I play NBA online. 82 games in a row, and they're going to get a little tired. Okay? Just saying. Sorry. That was rude. I'm just saying, Knox, I ain't giving up on you, dog. I still think you got some answers. Sorry, man. I'm tired, guys. Like, I've been busting my ass trying to stay awake and make sure we out here. We doing this shit. But, like, let's talk about the Jets real quick. Speaking of New York, I'm not a Jets fan, but I mean, if they were in the championship, I'm going to rep that New York shit strong. But why the Le'Veon Bell sign with the Jets? Like, the Jets act like that's going to fix it. Nah, nigga, we still out, bruh. Like, we still bad. Let me just explain something to you, Le'Veon Bell. Like, I think Le'Veon Bell, every year for the past 4 to 5 years, people have always said, this person versus Le'Veon Bell. It's always been Ezekiel Elliott versus Le'Veon Bell. Saquon Barkley versus Le'Veon Bell, if Le'Veon Bell played last year. Or how James Conner compared up to Le'Veon Bell. Or Kareem Hunt against Le'Veon Bell. Like, it's always been, and now that's not the knock all these other running backs, because they are great fucking running backs. Saquon Barkley is my nigga. Like, I love him. He is awesome. Thank you for rocking that blue. But we're always comparing them to Le'Veon Bell. There's a common denominator. Le'Veon Bell, year in and year out, is considered the top running back. So I'm glad they just paid him what he was due, because it's disrespectful to not pay the best running back. And I understand running backs are considered a dime a dozen, but even when AP was healthy, they were like, yo, Le'Veon Bell versus AP. It's still Le'Veon. Every year, they always compare, like, seeing who will be the best. Why is Le'Veon's name always up there with the rest of them? And the other name is interchangeable. It's because Le'Veon Bell, year in, year out, is top dog. That being said, I don't really care if the Giants draft got went with him or not. I'm just saying, Le'Veon Bell. But you know what my issue is, the NFL, is that Kaepernick still ain't playing, so that's why I've been focusing more on the NBA and not the NFL. Because at least, you know, when Russell Westbrook caught, you know, argues with some fans in Utah, he gets hit with a $25,000 fine, which ain't shit when you're making $15 million a year to some racist ass fans. But the difference is, NFL would let those fans stay. NBA banned those fans. They were like, nah, nigga, you straight. You can't come back here. You can't tell Russell Westbrook to get on his knees like he used to. And then the fan is like, nah, I told him ice his knees. That's a total difference. But he also wrote Make America Great Again on Twitter. So, I mean, who we gonna believe? Who are we gonna believe? I'm just saying. But did you know that the Knicks are actually below the Cavs this year for the worst team? We are ranked 15 in the Eastern Conference. You know what the lowest number is? 15. Just let that marinate. 15. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to hit you guys with my sponsor, and I'll be back. And we're back. Dudette, ballers, players, class clowns, one half, Barrett. And we got a special guest, my niece, my couple of months niece, Jazzy's here. Ray Jazzy, say hi. No, okay. Well, she gets, there it is. You might have heard that. That was her sucking on her face. Yeah, sorry guys. I gotta watch my little niece a little bit. But it's worth it because we got some uncle time. Uncle niece time. Yeah. In case you guys don't know, Jazlyn is my niece and she is born on my birthday. Yeah, Scorpio gang in the building. You already know. Woo, 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 woo. Scorpio gang, Jazzy. Scorpio gang. Here's your pacifier. There you go. There you go. Stop holding my hand. I'm just saying, guys, you know, if y'all don't know, get yourself a little one in your life, whether it's yours or not, steal a baby. I don't care. Because they are just the cutest, little, most adorable thing in the world, including that little adorable smile that she has. It makes me want to... I used to think my baby sister was the thing I cherished the most, right? Like, I used to be like, I would kill for my baby sister. Now, I will throw my sister and feed her to lions to protect this baby. It sounds really bad. You get what I mean. I love them both equally. Jazzy's my favorite, though. Ain't there any Jazlyn? It's because you're cute. You're tiny. You don't hate me yet. Like your mama. But it's okay. You will. You will soon. They all hate me. They all hate me, Jazzy. They all hate me. But, sorry about that, guys. I'm just playing with my niece right now. I got a little lost in translation there. But we're, where was I? I was talking about some shit, and now this baby's just looking at me smiling, but I forgot about the shit I was talking about. So, yeah. I mean, I guess I could just... I mean, the beautiful thing about this podcast is that there is nobody to tell me what the fuck I can and can't do. Or say, like, I get in this bitch right now and be like, I'm done. I want a podcast. That's a beautiful thing. But, yeah. The other unbeautiful thing is that I straight up forget sometimes what the fuck I'm doing. But, I mean, I guess we can go to hip-hop. And some people dropping some. Oh, you sneeze? Bless you. Well, Jazzy, there's some people dropping some new albums. You know, Rich the Kid is dropping The World Is Yours too. Yellow Wolf, Trunk Music 3. You know that's dropping this week, Jazzy? Trunk Music 3 is dropping this week. You want to hear some Yellow Wolf? Queen Key, Eat My Pussy Again. Come here, Jazzy. You don't need to hear that stuff. You're adorable and too tiny for that. Nav, Bad Habits. I don't really know who Nav is. I just know he retired and came back, I guess. Huh, Jazzy. Yeah, well, those are the albums, okay? Those are the albums that are coming out. But do you know what went certified gold and platinum? In 1 week? Do you know what albums did that, Jazzy? G-Eazy's song, Been On, went gold. G-Eazy's song, Calm Down, went platinum. G-Eazy's song, Drifting. There's a lot of G-Eazy's. No Limit. Like, Jazzy, are you a G-Eazy fan, Jazlyn? I'm not either. But you know Kanye West from the Ye album, Violent Crimes, went gold? Yeah, it did. I bet you didn't know that. But my song, and your mommy loved it too, was Pursuit of Happiness by Kid Cudi. That went 5 times platinum. Yeah, I swear. You don't believe me? I mean, I guess I'm not alone anymore because I'm like, my sidekick is here. My minion who's trying to feed me a pacifier. I don't want your pacifier, Jazlyn. That's your pacifier. Keep that shit. Keep it away from me. Okay, cute baby. So, I guess I could talk about the Jesse Smollett case. It's more like, there's nothing to talk about, but, like, I just want to see what happens now. Like, the niggas, like, what if he's telling the truth? Like, because he hasn't really responded except for saying, I'm sticking to my story. So, what if it's, like, at the end, after all the trial and everything, it's like, it's the truth. It's the truth. It happens. Like, what if that's crazy? I believe in conspiracy. So, like, what if deep down, Jesse Smollett's like, nigga, I haven't been lying. I've been telling nothing but the truth. You motherfuckers been thinking I'm lying. And then you open that bitch and you're like, and like, after deep years of investigation. Speaking of, how the fuck did Chicago do something right? Like, they can't stop their gun problem, but they can catch niggas hiring people. Like, shout out to the Chicago police for showing you that they still around and they still able to do shit, okay? Why? Why, Jazlyn? Sorry, guys. I really do apologize. But this baby keeps looking at me with the biggest eyes and the biggest smile. And I'm thinking she wants something. So what do you want? You want money? And she's smiling even bigger. Just like a girl. You want money? Money? But, sorry about that. Am I the only one that doesn't find Ariana Grande, like, attractive like that? Everybody else is like, they're like, she's that chick. And I'm like, I liked her better when she was Kat from Victorious, I guess. Pale, red hair. I'm like, this is my girl. Now she looks like she got dipped in Nesquik. Like, this just what she looks like. She's just, I don't know. Well, back on to news. Let's see about some U.S. news, you know, because I got to stay in the U.S. Because, like, I don't know. Like, I gotta know some shit. Let's do some technology. Nintendo Switch's VR have a little bit of Nintendo magic. Now, Nintendo magic, that being said, it's a box that you put together to make it work. So it's going to be really cool for the kids, I guess. I don't know. I'm not really going to buy it because I don't have a Nintendo and I like me. But yo, some real shit. Jazzy, did you know that Disney is retiring Fox 2000? Yeah, they are. You didn't know that, Jazzy? Oh, you spit up. Come here. Let me get you away from the spit up. Let me get you away. Get you over here. Yeah, there you go. Now you're a ride or die, Jazzy. Yeah, Fox is retiring Fox. Disney is retiring Fox 2000 label. After 18 months of them going in and out of this shit, they finally are going to shut it down, Jazzy. Like, but Disney did say that they're going to finish all the movies that Fox 2000 has currently in production. So we don't know. It is unclear what this means for Gabler and her team going forward. No one is in the Fox 2000 staff was laid off on Thursday, but they were informed of Disney's decision. Disney bought them for $71.3 billion acquisitions, as much as 21st Century Fox films and television assets, essentially doubled the number of film banners, Disney managers, and insiders say, with 20th Century Fox. The main studio and Fox Greenlight and company's indie label, there were not a clear lane for the Fox 2000 brand. Disney out here making power moves. Disney's like, nah, we ain't gonna just let y'all niggas think y'all gonna do some shit. We coming out here. Oh, all just some science shit, Jazzy. So, did you know, Jazzy, that alligators... scientists are pumping alligators with ketamine and putting headphones on them so they could, so they can get closer to dinosaur noises. Yeah. You didn't know that? Well, now you know, huh? Sorry, guys. My hype girl is all types of smiles. Like, if you see the smile, man, you'll be like, yo, I know what you mean, B. Because she's just, this world is all new to her. And she is so cute and happy and perfect. And she got a chubby cheeks. She's definitely related to her mama. I guess her dad, too. I don't know, man. I mean, sorry, Jazzy. I can't really vouch for your dad. I don't really know your pops like that, Jazzy. I apologize. He's just that nigga that knocked on my sister, to be honest with you. But he's good to my sister, so he's good in my books. What do you think, Jazzy? He good in your books? Yeah? Okay, she smiled, so he's good in her books, too. I feel like you're having a biased opinion, though, because it's your dad. Am I wrong, Jazzy? She smiled at me. I don't know how to take that answer. I'm just going to say, okay, you win this one, Jazzy. That's what I'm going to say. Okay, you win this one. More of the story is, guys, never argue with a four-month-year-old. They win the argument every time. They have adorableness on their side. It's true. You do. You really do. What are you doing? Come on. Come on. Stop grabbing my phone. Stop grabbing my phone. Stop grabbing my phone. You think you're going to be cute and smile in my face like that? Oh, God. She's drooling on me again. Yeah. All right, I'm sorry. Back to this podcast. I apologize. This is just the cutest baby in existence, demanding my attention. You are the cutest baby. And now she just headbutted me because I called her cute. We're done here. What are you doing? Oh, you burped in my ear. For some reason, you know what bothers me? For some reason, it's acceptable for people to point out that you have no sense of humor, but unacceptable for them to point out that they're actually just way too dumb to understand my dry wit. I'm just saying. It's just, you know. Bothers me. I am funny. You just retarded. No. Nobody wants to take that. Nobody wants to be called a retard anymore. They all want to be called smart. Well, guess what? Not everybody's smart. Some people are fucking retarded. Some people gotta accept they're retarded. And my little angel's drooling on me again. You just gonna keep drooling on your uncle? You okay? No fucks given. No flex zone. You're Jazlyn. You can do whatever you want. Tell him. Watch yourself. Watch yourself. But that's just what grabbed my ears. And also, Redman's in L.A. I don't know where in L.A. If you see him, take a picture with Redman and send it to my Twitter. Because I'm a huge fan of Redman. Okay? My Twitter is in the description below. You know who the fuck I be. Check out the Twitters, my G. Instagram is the same, my nigga. Uh-uh. here. I know. All right, well, I guess I'm going to sign off today. It's not really a lot of shit that went on for me personally. I sold a lot of cars. I sold two cars on Sunday. Tuesday. Took my little brother for ice cream. That's the most exciting shit that I did. And Jaslyn hanging out with me today is the more exciting shit. Oh, word. No, I bought a cat. My cat's name is Feline Dion. She a real MVP. She a great tiger. So, she gonna be riding with me everywhere whenever I go to James's house to do the podcast. Oh, we also got a mic and headset at James's house. So the album might be coming soon. You don't know, nigga. We drop new shit every day. We drop hood shit. We drop crew shit. Nigga, I don't know what we do half the time either. All I know is we trying to get paid out here in these streets. Right, Jesuit? You can probably hear her in the background because she's talking of shit now. She's like, all right, it's cool, Oak. I can let these niggas know I'm around now. Now you want to let them know you're around? Yeah. Tell them hood shit, Jaslyn. Yeah, hood shit. Yeah, she's like, I'm a hood chick. But, yeah, that's it, guys. I'm going to sign off. I be Barrett. This be the Class Clowns. Like, share, subscribe, help us out, get the word out. Look, man, we just trying to get fed and paid out here. We hungry. The streets need us. All right, peace.